the rest of the story. When this century was still young, there was an automobile manufacturer in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Marmon Automotive Company. And one day, in 1910, Marmon executives learned of plans for a brand new auto race. A race 500 miles long, a super event to be held in Indianapolis on Memorial Day of the following year. Now, there's no way the Marmon Company nor any other car maker might have anticipated the full significance of this first-ever Indianapolis 500. Still, Marmon recognized the potential promotional advantage should one of their race cars win the race. So Marmon Automotives turned to their chief engineer, Ray Haroon, and they said, "Ray, you were a champion race car driver before you came to work for us." They said, "Ray, we really want one of our cars to win this new 500-mile race." They said, "Ray," they said, "we want you to design the fastest race car in the world, and we want you behind the wheel next Memorial Day." And Ray said, "Okay." He said, "I have just the design in mind." He said, "All of the race cars these days are two-seaters, one seat for the driver, one seat for the riding mechanic riding backward." He said, "Those race drivers think they need a mechanic to ride with them during the race." Ray said, "I don't need a mechanic to ride with me." He said, "I'm going to eliminate that second seat. I'm going to get rid of the riding mechanic, and that race car minus that 180-pound mechanic is going to be easier on the tires. Going to be the fastest thing you ever saw." Ray's employers gave him the go-ahead. Ray designed his super-fast single-seater race car. The Marmon Company built it. And along came Memorial Day 1911, the first ever Indianapolis 500 Speedway race. But guess what happened? When the other race drivers saw that Ray had no mechanic riding with him, they objected. They said Ray has to have a riding mechanic, if only to warn him of cars approaching from behind. And these other drivers objected so strongly that it appeared as though Ray might be disqualified. According to all of the other drivers, Ray had to have a second man in the safety seat, as they called it, to warn him of cars approaching from the rear. Ray said, "I can hear the other cars coming." But his competitor said, "No, that's not good enough." Now the big race is just hours away. Necessity was the father of invention. Ray did the only thing that he could do. He invented something, and that something worked. And that Memorial Day, in the year 1911, Ray Haroon, with no mechanic, riding along. Ray, the only lone racer in that first ever Indy 500, traveling at an average speed of 74.4 miles an hour, won the race. Ray got the glory, his car company got the prestige. And because he, Ray, determined to race alone, had spontaneously devised something to keep him from being disqualified, you won in that race also. Because that's when the world of automotives received its first ever rearview mirror. And now you know the rest of the story.